the Jonah type. Jonah is listed among the minor prophets, even though there seems to be very little prophecy in the book. In fact, Jonah's prophecy consists of one line to the city of Nineveh. Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Furthermore, that prophecy did not come true, because all prophecy is conditional, and Nineveh repented of their evil. Jonah as a book, though, may be more prophetic than the message given to the man. A major category of prophecy is typology. This is when one thing is used to represent another. The author of Hebrews uses the tabernacle as a type of heaven, Hebrews 9. Jesus said Jonah was a type, picture of him. In fact, Jonah is typical prophecy in more ways than the 3 days and three nights. The following shows the similarities, not only of Jonah and Jesus, but also Jonah being a representation of the nation of Israel. Jonah as a type of Israel. Jonah despised Gentiles. Israel despised Gentiles. Jonah opposed conversion of the Gentiles, chapter 4. Israel opposed conversion of the Gentiles, Acts 11, verse 2. Jonah rebelled against God, chapters 1, verse 3, and 4, verse 9. Israel's constant rebellion ended with the death of God's son. Jonah was restored when he returned to God, chapter 2, verse 10. Israel may be restored if they obey, Romans 11, 23. And with Jonah, events at Joppa led to preaching to the Gentiles. In the case of Israel, Peter's vision at Joppa led to the preaching to the Gentiles, Acts 10. Jonah is a type of Jesus. Jonah, through him, many Gentiles were converted. Jesus, well, through him, all the world may be saved. Jonah was born near Nazareth, 2 Kings 14:25. Jesus was raised in and preached near Nazareth. Jonah slept during a storm at sea, chapter 1, verse 6. Jesus slept during a storm at sea, Matthew 8, 24. Jonah calmed that storm by his order to throw him overboard, chapter 1, verse 15. Jesus calmed the storm by his word, Matthew 8, 26. Jonah voluntarily gave his life to save others. Jesus voluntarily gave his life to save all mankind. In the case of Jonah, the Gentiles, sailors, were loath to shed his innocent blood, chapter 1, verse 14. In the case of Jesus, Gentile, Pilate, was loath to shed his innocent blood, Matthew 27, 24. Jonah was executed, in a sense, by the Gentiles, the sailors. Jesus was executed by Gentiles, Romans. Jonah was 3 days and three nights dead to the world. And Jesus was 3 days and nights in the tomb. Jonah was a sign to the Gentiles, Luke 11, 30. And Jesus is also a sign to the Gentiles, also Luke 11, verse 30.